Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast, like now, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments, by calling 740-383-9944. Again, today is February the 1st, the first day of Black History Month. And thank you once again for tuning in. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement for them, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. No free produce until April the 15th of 2023. And I will be making those announcements to make you, you know, to keep you in line and reminded when it will start up again. Okay, we have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of the Good News Clubs here in Marion County, Union County, and also Marion County Schools. The Good News Clubs is located in each and every one of them, which is an after-school program. They will be having a silent auction and luncheon on March the 4th of 2023. This will take place at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4, south of town. Doors open at 10:30. Mark your calendars if you like silent auctions, and they usually have a delicious lunch, so mark your calendars and share with your friends and neighbors. I have a thought for today, and it is titled Determination. True determination is a combination of single-mindedness and flexibility. When we are sure of what we need to achieve, we are able to move toward it. When we find an obstacle in our way, we are able to take it in our stride. Like a river cuts its own path through the land, each of us is able to create our own route toward our destination. Hopefully you found some light in that thought for today. And if you did, please share it with someone else, okay? I need to turn my attention to my guest today, Devel Solomon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Happy New Year to you.
I know, right? It's cold, too. Freezing.
And it's January, right?
Well, February today.
Oh, that is right. That
yeah,
is right.
We're still, I got a winter feeling this year going to go pretty fast.
You think so?
I don't know. January almost gone.
Well, it is, right? Like you said, today's the first day of February. It is. It is. You're right. Things go so fast.
They do.
Wow. So what you been up to? How was your holiday? Bring us up to date.
School. My mother had a birthday, New Year's Day. She turned 86.
Oh, my. What a blessing.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
School just started for me. This semester different. I'm taking statistics.
Oh, okay.
I really cried.
Did you?
Three times in the classroom. I stood up in front of the class people, in front of the teachers. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. My teacher was laughing so hard. And I love math, but I ain't never seen nothing like this before. I live with the tutor.
Oh, my.
And she knows I try hard. She mm-hmm. even let me come to her house.
Oh, my.
I dozed off yesterday. I woke up. It had to be about 8:45. She sent me a text. She's like, Devel, I got a couple hours so we can get another assignment in. I left, and it's like 20 minutes away from here.
Mm.
So I'm with her like 3-4 times, out the week because this math class is so hard.
I've never even heard of that kind of math.
It ain't even our kind of math. These people make stuff up and then want us to do it. You do it. We ain't going to use this class a day. But I cannot, a day after I graduate, I probably will never see it again. But I cannot go forward with my major.
No, you can't.
Until I pass it. So, I be feeling like, okay, well, that means I need some extra help. Because I feel like if somebody fails something more than one time, at this point, it's money. Because y'all got to help me.
Right. I get it, yes.
So, that's what's really been weighing on me for real.
Okay.
Now, the first semester was kind of hard like this one because it was my first time I was getting my feet wet. The second one was kind of smooth a little bit. This one right here.
My. And what'd you say they call it again? Statistics?
Statistics.
Oh, my.
Calculating data. Basically, seeing what Marion General Hospital is doing at this hospital, what they doing at the one in Cleveland, calculating wait time at McDonald's and Wendy's, doing like related frequency. I ain't never seen this before in my life. So that's what's pretty much going on.
I mean, I don't even get that. I mean, what does that have to do with
nothing? I'm going to school for social work, substance abuse counseling.
Okay. So that's not an equation, right?
What's going on? My tutor told me, like, this is how you do it. She said, how you get through the hard stuff is to make sure that we, not me, to make sure that we pass the concepts and the homework assignments, because that make up a lot of your grade.
Right.
And then her actually tutor me, show me exactly what to focus on to get a decent enough grade to come out with a C. And I've been doing pretty good. I've been getting A's and B's.
Good.
I'm good if I get a C. If not, I got to do it over.
Oh, no. You can't. I mean, I wouldn't suggest you do that. But even if you get a D, that's not passing.
Oh, C's get degrees. See, I'm up under a Pell Grant.
Okay.
So if you pass, you pay nothing.
Oh, okay,
You fail, you pay.
Yeah.
And it's not like they walking you through it step by step.
Right.
No, we get like three things to do. This week is homework. Next week, something to do. Homework for that week. And you're just supposed to get it. And it's not like it's one thing per week. We're talking about three different subjects here. 3.1, 3.0. Then the homework. Mm. It's like five things of homework, like five homeworks that's due before the next lesson. And all of that we supposed to know come midterm with the rest of the classes. That's why I say, I tell my hat to the ones that's able to do 5 and 7 classes. I can't. It's going to take me 4 years to get a 2-year degree. But I won't stop.
I don't blame you.
And I heard you say something about determination when you first came on here.
Mm-hmm.
We be determined to do a whole lot, even giving the devil our best shot.
Of course. Determination.
We don't even get the same determination, though, to Christ.
Amen.
And I even be battling my own self. For real, I wake up sometimes, like today, again. For real.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't really be knowing what to say. You know, some people go, who thou shalt with and no. I wake up like, pop, for real, this is hard.
Right.
And keep going. But I was like, she's like, and I can tell that my teachers really rock with me because they know I try.
Right.
And they know, like, the responsibility I have at home mm-hmm. with my mother.
Right.
So when I come in, she'd be like, how are we doing today, Ms. DeVille? And I was like, I quit. I said, I don't want to be a social worker no more. And my tutor's like, we've worked too hard. You're not going to quit.
Right.
So when you said determined, I'm like, man, that went right along. Well, what I'm battling with, because yeah. I'm always determined to succeed, but
Oh yeah.
It's not even so much of a but. This is hard though.
Yeah.
Like I told you before, it's like once you navigate through trash and you get on the other side, it's a whole nother ball game.
It is.
Everybody is watching you. Everybody, people you don't even think that's watching you.
True.
That's why indecency, no disrespect, I try to be as real as possible.
Mm-hmm.
To be transparent.
Right.
For real, because if you don't, then who you helping?
Nobody.
Because the people that's older than me, that was here before me, they don't go through the stuff we go through.
No.
Not saying that their roads wasn't different or they didn't have tribes and tribulations and stuff like that. But times was way different.
Yes.
It was more togetherness. It was more unity. It was more, that was your mama, that was your mama, that was your mama too.
Yes.
Not today.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like,
that went away a long time ago.
Right. So what I'm saying is, like, a lot of backbone, stability, structure, like, push, determination come from the old school, and it's just not here. It ain't here. You really got to look and pray and ask God, like, where can I get this extra strength from?
There you go.
Because you can't just go knock on the door and say, hey, I need help with this, or it ain't going to happen. People think you're crazy now.
Better not be on nobody's door, step knocking on their door, right on their porch. Like, who is this?
Look, you going to jail. You going to jail.
So you better have on one of those fluorescent vests with a big name badge on it, like Spectrum or somebody like that. You don't be on nobody's porch knocking on their door.
But that, but when I was little, not be at when the street light come on.
Right.
You better be on somebody's porch.
Right.
And they better be calling saying, I got your little girl over here. She couldn't make it, but she made it street light because you was getting beat by everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Now you beat the kid, they call police on you. But then they wonder why kids do weird stuff like in schools and blow buildings up and stuff like that.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Yes, we've had to.
Now, I do feel like the discipline was a little overboard because, you know, whatever mom and dad found, you was getting hit with it. You was getting hit with. I feel like that go back to slavery. I don't think.
A lot of people might not know what we're talking about.
They don't.
You know?
They don't. But that kind of stuff, like I tell everybody, everybody don't have the same life. They don't have the same battles.
No.
They don't have the same things in front of them.
No.
It ain't your fault. You just pretty much, you know, play with the cards that was dealt and make choices wisely with the wisdom that you have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And that's where the determination comes from.
Right. It does. I'm not giving up without a fight.
These 2,000 babies ain't got it. I don't know if it's the milk.
Woo.
I mean, they even took God out to school.
Tell me.
You got people that don't even go to church. They don't do nothing but the little prayer, the little covering they do get, the Pledge of Allegiance, all of that. They ain't even in school no more.
They've taken out the Pledge of Allegiance also?
It's too. The air conditioner don't work. Ain't no school. What happened to fans? We learned how to do algebra with fans. We walked miles to school. For real. In the snow.
Yeah.
In the cold, Vaseline was our best friend. We just threw Vaseline out. You going somewhere, but you getting out of here.
Right. Right.
It's too cold outside. The heat stopped working. Ain't no school.
True.
For real. Then I called a college, but we got school. So
they didn't close their doors out.
No.
Okay.
But them kids did, and they take that away from them because when they grow up, they have no backbone. They have no They have nothing. That comes within. Meaning, when it said it takes a village, you have people in the schools, after school programs, free lunch programs to help while the parent went to school.
That's true.
Or while they went to work.
Right.
To take care of their kids.
Right.
None of that. They'll put up a McDonald's sign, but it'll charge the kid to go swimming. They take stuff out of the Boys and Girls Club. They make them pay for that stuff that's supposed to be free.
Oh, my.
But you would come out here and dig up a street and put money into fixing the street that don't even need to be fixed.
So what's that about, right? Yeah, digging up everything.
Make it make sense. Mm-mm-mm. But yes, that's how I'm doing. This class and that determination word. I almost was like, D-turn.
D-term.
there's other parts of the word that come
right.
with it.
Yes, it is. But you are determined, and that's why you're still there. You're still in the fight.
Yeah.
And you haven't given up, and that's great.
At this point, I think I got no choice.
Right. You want to reach your goal. Your eye is on the prize.
I mean, but it ain't even so much as that. Like, I made a status. I want to buy a house, but I don't want to break my body down trying to pay for a house?
I don't blame you.
Well, I can't sit at the table and pay for my house.
Right.
I'm not going to Whirlpool. I tilt my hat to all the ones that I'm not doing it. Because, see, the struggle is real. Mm-hmm. You've been fighting from day one all the way here. Who wants to do that till it's time to check out?
Right.
I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out now. Right. I'm almost 40.
Okay.
So that's where I did it. I don't want to be on government assistance forever.
No.
That's the goal.
Yes. Yes.
Is to get off of there.
Right.
So you can be comfortable.
Right.
But they make lifestyles out of it, and then it becomes a cycle.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And when, for real, nobody would be homeless if they really just used it for a stepping stone and did something with it, that list wouldn't be so long.
Right. Right. That's true. That's true.
It wouldn't be so long. Go on, get you a couple years in, do what you got to do so somebody else can have a shot.
Right, right. That's true. And I see that and I understand that, but I do also understand this. Everybody's journey is not the same. The road, just like you said.
I agree.
Yeah, and no, it is a hand up and not a hand out. That's what it should be, yes.
The reason I said what I said is because when you got people that's dangling like that, they subject to all type of stuff.
Yes.
That they pay you to clean up.
Right. But everybody's mind is not in the same place.
I agree, because mine's definitely wasn't 10 years ago.
Right.
Or 15 years ago.
Right.
So I agree.
But now you're there. Yeah. And you're determined.
I think so.
And you're determined to go forward, yes.
So I'm tired.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a part of life, honey.
I'm just saying.
You're tired.
I was tired.
You got a long way to go. You said almost 40.
Okay, so look. I had a dermatology appointment.
Okay.
That was at 10. And I had to be here. And then I have to go to school today.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, I was making my mama something to eat. Mm-hmm. Set her medicine out, because I know when she get up, I'm going to be gone to school. Linda, why did I got my book bag, my jacket? I locked myself out.
Oh,
and
no.
And the keys.
You're saying
statistics. That's all I got to say is statistics. I woke up like, man, it's her class today. But anywho, I wanted to come here.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. We missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I just be wanting to try to have like a clear mind when I come.
You do.
Because I be wanting to be great when I do come.
And you are.
For real, I be wanting to leave that out because this is how I'm feeling today.
Yes,
the people of the voice.
Amen. I mean, it's a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So... there's other people out there feeling just like you.
I agree.
This is a new year, new challenges, new heights, you know, new depths, but also new victories.
I agree. This year is something different, though. I think I unknowingly left a lot of things that didn't benefit. And I ain't just talking materialistic or money-wise. Things that helped me grow. So that I can sit at these type of tables.
Right.
And I can be seen for what I am or who I am or where it is that I'm going. And it's like, it's almost like there's a light bulb that goes off. Like, nah, you can't wear that no more. You know, this doesn't have nothing to do with weight or size.
Right, right.
There's a time where, you know, things are supposed to shift.
And that's true.
Unknowingly, just like because where it is. I don't know, I was talking to my homie on the phone. I said, you know what? I kind of like being by myself a little bit. And he was like, I told you.
So you can do it, right? For a little while. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But it ain't nothing like feeling like you in a cage.
No.
Where you can't do.
That's true.
Where you like, there where you turn, you like, you know?
Yeah. In a trap.
So I can honestly say I don't feel bound.
Good.
And that kind of give me some other room in my brain to put educational stuff there to learn.
Right.
Versus in try to, you know, it's one thing to try to teach somebody who's trying to navigate out of something that they didn't cause or caused to try to be able to get what you're trying to give them.
Right. So true. Hey, part of life, honey.
I agree.
It's a part of life.
I don't like it.
Hey.
Like it, Linda.
You will, though. You'll look back one day and say, look what God helped me accomplish. Because you're not on your own.
No peace.
Right. You're so right. So right. And, you know, these are the things that shape and mold us and help us to grow.
Okay.
And be stronger is what God helps us to get through. Because if we could get through these things on our own, we wouldn't even need God.
I agree.
So God has things somewhat purposed or set up that we're needing.
You know, I don't know. I think they need more people like you. Because sometimes, some days it'd be like, I'm good, you know. But sometimes my pilot be out. Sometimes you need to hear them words. You don't even know where them words coming from.
That's true.
For real, I said that before. Like, it's like, you gotta do this. But sometimes it's good to hear that. That kind of like help you a little bit overall.
Yes, overall.
You know, overall. Yes. Like, okay, she said that got to hold some type of weight. She spoke it.
Yes,
you know?
Of course. Yeah. If everything was easy, why would we need God? Even to go to school. Well, Lord, I need you to help me with this math. If you don't help me with this math, I'm not going to make it.
I've been telling them, like, for real, like, it's just hard. I be crying. It's hard.
Need your help.
This ain't just reading a book answering the questions.
No.
Now, how do you remember something you never saw?
I don't know. Only he can help you there, and I'm so sure that he can because I don't know. Hey, they left me at adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I even ace algebra, so hey.
Yeah, I went past. I went through there.
Good.
I always like math, though. I just ain't never seen this math. Long as it's giving it to me like step by step and I have time to go up, I don't have a problem with math. Don't think that this math is normal. I've never seen a 3 backwards.
A number 3 backwards, huh? Oh,
3
wow.
3 backwards.
Mm.
3 goes like this. It goes like this. They even got a cross up there. And that's just the normal plus sign.
Right.
That
right.
tells you to do something that I ain't never. And we go by the PDMS. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. You do what's in parentheses first.
Right.
Ain't no parentheses, sus.
Say that. All that's not existing, right?
Ain't no algebra, bro. Ain't no dividing and subtracting integers.
Oh.
Ain't
my.
No.
Statistics. Wow.
Quotation marks. What is the one square root?
Mm-hmm.
None of that. This is calculating data.
This sounds hard,
see,
honey.
Who like ice cream over here? Who like, what was the way? What was the difference? Why did it wait? I don't know what they waited for. And when them type of classes be hard, I sit in the front of the class.
So you don't miss anything, right?
No.
I see you. I get that. Yeah. You don't want to miss nothing. I know. Take as many notes as you can, like, so I can go home and go over that. So how long is your tutoring class?
I'm not all the rest of them because of my sense of humor.
Okay.
I told you, your personality take you places that a degree won't. Anytime that lady, because she know that I have a hard time, like, I have issues with common sense things.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the horror stuff I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's like right there, she's like, DeVille, are you looking at it? And I'm like, yeah, I am. But it's not clicking. So she get me anytime though. Anytime I got a slot and I'm always going.
Good.
I always go like, yeah, because I need to go. So mm-hmm. sometimes I'm Tuesday, Linda, I was there from 2:30 to 7:00.
Oh my. That was a long class.
Sis, one homework assignment. One. One. And we had 5 to do.
Oh, my.
So each day we did, and in between it, you know, I got to keep up with the other classes, too.
True.
One assignment, 2:30 to 7 p.m.
Oh, my. That was a long time. Did you get it?
No. No.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I passed this class. It got to be God. For real.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
You get points for showing up. You get points for everything. Mm-hmm. Comment, all of that. Them might be the points that make up for them tests.
Right, right. Let's hope so anyway, right?
I'm trying to tell you.
Never heard of it. Statistics.
Statistics. When you get some downtime, look it up.
I am.
Please.
I'm trying to do that today. Statistics.
Inbox
and math.
Me. Tell me what you think.
Oh, girl. Like I said, they left me with algebra.
Algebra.
Yes. That's algebra. That's how long I've been out the game, right?
I'm algebra. Serious.
Yeah. Now, I loved it, too, as long as it was addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. I could ace that, but algebra, I like, what? Letters? Come on, now. I don't know.
I was able to get with them.
I heard you say that.
I was able to, like, after it was taught to me, I was like, okay, boom, boom, boom. This right here is different. And some of the people that are super, 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 super smart,
mm-hmm.
be like, sis, I got a C in that. They used to be like, I'm going to pray for you. Then, hold on, look though. After you learn it, you have to compute it in something called StatCrunch. StatCrunch is a grid or a table that allows you to compute data. You have to go to, if you're trying to make a histogram, a pie chart, there's different prompts that you hit
mm-hmm.
to put this in a computer. And it calculates the numbers for you. Wow. After you figure out what goes in the computer. And you have to screenshot that. Send it to the teacher for homework assignments. These people is tripping. For real, they get a good laugh out of me every time. She be like, you got it? I'd be like, no.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I sit there.
Right.
And I take notes. We ask some guy, I don't know what part supposed to register or what I'm supposed to do with this info, but I'm going.
The Lord opened up my mind and pour it in for me so I can get it so I can perceive what they're trying to say.
Do I got a fast extra? Do I need to do some extra fasting? Like, I need you to
help
me.
Yes, yes. That was my prayer for my baby girl when she was in college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She called me. She was a mathematician, too. Love math and stuff, you know. And good at it, too. She just turned 40 Sunday,
mm-hmm.
my baby girl. And I said, girl, you need God to get you through college because mama's out. Oh, yeah. He got her
what
through.
What is she? Is she a teacher?
No, she's assistant manager of Home Depot.
Okay. Maybe I could pay her to help me something.
She may know something about it. I don't know.
Well,
this may be
daughter,
a new thing.
Ask your daughter, is she familiar with statistics? Inbox me and tell me what she said.
I will. I will ask her.
Ask her on her downtime. I would pay her. If she has any.
Right, right.
Or if she have any kind of method or something to help me push through it. Because it's weighing on me heavy.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. We're praying for you, DeVell.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I am, and our listeners are praying for you that the Lord help you through this class, open up your understanding. Because, you know, they say, well, there's a click to everything that comes along. And when you get that click, you know, or that light bulb goes off, then you understand. Even though you may just pass with a C, but you have some type of understanding. So we're praying that the Lord give you that type of understanding so you can get through this class.
Appreciate it.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That's great, though. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Yes. You've come a long way from the first time you've been on our show.
Yeah, I agree.
A long way.
I agree.
But God is on your
side. Because it ain't
even
like, I don't know. I don't know if it's so hard that this is so normal mm-hmm. that I ain't paid attention to the mic, None of this. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Right.
So, I really think that, I don't know, when you're being real, when it's natural, you really ain't got nothing to be nervous about.
I guess not.
Because right now, I just feel like I'm at your house talking to you.
Yes, you are.
About this math class. Look at B.
Oh, my. Oh, my. So, how much longer do you have?
Forever. Because, like, it's really a 2-year degree.
Okay.
And most people are doing 5 and 6 classes at one time.
Okay.
So, then they'll do, like, 2 in the summer. Where it is, I only do 3 a semester and 2 in the summer because I take care of my mother.
Right, right.
So, probably going to, I got to go this year and for sure next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think I'm getting all the hard stuff now. So I think the next year, it'd probably be a little better. Because I'm like, I will be at the end. But I did get my codependency. I passed that. I have that certificate.
Okay, great.
So I was doing something called a duo where you get 2 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I did complete that class. I think I got an A in there.
Good.
A or a B.
Good. Good. You're making progress.
Yeah.
With great pains, but you're making progress.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You skate through that, so don't worry about it. Just put it in God's hands, you know.
Okay.
He's great at these type of challenges, you know, where we fall short. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, and it's like, Lord, you know, I need you to help me because I don't know what I'm doing. You just have to help me. And that's where we are, right?
Yes.
Powerless without him.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. So what else is on your agenda for 2023?
I don't know, because it's like every time I plan something out, it don't go the way I planned it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, ever to be honest, in this day and age, every time I complete something or I knock something down, I'd be like, what's next?
Right, right.
Because the goal was to, you know, to get through school. Eventually, I would like to kind of have my hands in a little bit of everything so I can go in different places and speak and do.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Yes, I do.
I don't want to stay in one area. That's why I have the different certificates.
Right.
In certain places, because I don't want to do just one thing. I told you, like I was saying before, I want to be able to reach people who don't have the courage to pick up the phone. And I want them to know that mm-hmm. when they see me, just the energy.
Right, right.
I can talk to her.
Right.
She different. It's something about her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to win. Souls of grace.
Right. And you're a down-to-earth person. Easy to talk to. Great personality.
And I just remember a lot of dark days where I didn't have it in me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, people always give you instructions to do something. But too many people won't walk with you through it to make sure you understand it.
That's true.
And I know that I can't save the world. But if I can reach 2 or 3 in different area codes, mm-hmm. they going to help somebody too.
That's true. That's so true. And that is the...
You got people that tell you, read Psalm such and such, such and such. Fast such and such, such and such. And they'll tell you why you're doing it. But most people don't understand it. True. And a lot of people don't have enough time to show you.
Mm-hmm.
They just give you a piece of paper with some instructions, like this statistics class.
Right. Back to that, right?
For real.
Okay, yeah.
And they just, and do it.
Right. And you're right, you're right. You don't understand the concept of it.
Back in the day, it wasn't that, though. We had the older people that would tarry, that would pray up and down,
mm-hmm.
that would see something on you.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't being judged when you came in.
Right.
Whatever you had on, whatever was going on, they showed you how to do it right. It's not what's happening today.
No, it's not.
So that's my goal. It's bigger than what I'm going to school for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to get my foot in the door.
Right, right. That's good, though. We need more and more people like you.
For real, because it's not about the pay.
Yes.
The blessing is being able to reach for.
Yes, it is. That is the blessing. And in doing that, you can help people start a new course for their life, you know.
Yeah, because the best teacher is experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For real.
And the hardest, yeah.
And it's real hard for somebody to be coming from a place, you stand in front of all these people with degrees, and they can't open up their mouth and talk to you.
Right.
Well, I got one. What's up? You know what I mean? I want to be heard. What's up? Come talk to me.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
right.
I just remember, well, you should do this and you should do that. Like, it's one thing for people to be out there for the help. Man, you got some people that's damaged so badly.
I know.
And look, though, and it takes a special person, because the only person that can really do this with perfection is God.
That's true.
To meet them where they at and tell them it's okay.
Right.
And slowly watch them, because they don't even when these people was like coming to these places to get help with these counselors and mental illness, they don't even got patience. You only own there for so long before somebody else comes in. You don't keep the same person for so long.
Right, right.
Okay, so the damage that has been done versus the time that they give you to try to help somebody, it don't be enough sometimes.
Yeah.
Then right. Before you know it, you off the case, you got to pick up something different. And these people right here done either backslid or everything that you've installed in them,
mm-hmm.
It goes down the drain. I want to be that person. To wow. Tell you that it's okay.
Right.
So, I mean, long as you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Flip side to it is, the only way that you can really see is with Christ. Because you can't waste energy. There's too many people out there that really want to do it. But you can't be the person to judge that neither.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So That's what I'm shooting for. The experiences, the stuff that I've been through, man, say ain't enough.
Yes. Yes, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You'll be a great instructor, mentor. You will be. It won't be all this that you're going through now will not be in vain. You'll look back on this and laugh one day. I remember when I was struggling.
I know, right?
When I was falling out all on the radio, like, I can't do it no longer, you know? Now I'll look back and
well,
say.
Well, but it's, again, I'm being transparent.
Amen.
Because this stuff is on record. It don't go away.
I understand.
And I want to be one of them voices when it's a young lady sitting here. Hey, let me play something for you real quick.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me show you something real quick. Look at her right now.
Right.
Let me show you.
Yes.
That's why I want to be here.
Yes. Absolutely. How I got over. Right? How I made it over. Look back and wonder how I made it over the hump.
Mr. Solo. Couldn't find nobody.
Oh, my. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Because it's real.
I know it is.
It's hard.
It is.
It's so hard. What my would Mary you? And mama be like, what's wrong with you, baby? She be like, it's hard, ain't it? It's hard.
Well, that's anything
but
worth... Go ahead.
Anything that's worth having, finish. I ain't want
this.
It's
not
going to
be
sis.
Easy.
I ain't want that, though. I didn't want this class. I understand what you're
right,
saying.
Right, right, right.
I was being sarcastic.
I understand.
I.
You didn't know that was a part of the class. I get it. But, you know, it's not easy. Like you said, it's not easy. And they don't make it easy.
No,
they don't. They say that.
Like, for instance, my kid, I remember he was in, like, the eighth or ninth grade. He was showing me this multiplying three digits. I got DeMarco. I helped him get all the answers and everything. Do you know that they had these numbers on a top toe board?
Really?
It was on a grid.
Mm-hmm.
So because the numbers was not in the grid.
Okay.
He got it wrong.
Really?
No. What is we finna do with three numbers in the tic-tac-toe board? I said, bro, I don't know what they talking about, but this is the answer. My son got it wrong.
Girl, we've been through that stuff, too. Because I didn't get it. Like I said, I checked out.
She said, I checked out.
Ninth grade, I checked out of math, I think. Yeah, algebra, please.
Algebra.
No,
please.
I don't know what all these letters are supposed to represent or mean, and I'm not going there.
Okay.
And I tried. I mean, I went to classes, tutors. My baby girl, she tried to teach me algebra. She said, "Mom, this and that." And I could not get it. So she just gave up. She said, "Well, you're just not going to get it, are you, Mom?" I said, "I guess not. I'm trying, though, you know? Hey." Don't know it all. I'm not going to know it all, right?
And not.
No. And I'm okay with that. I made it this far. God has brought me a long way.
I know, right?
Yes.
Do you feel your age?
Do I feel it? I don't think so.
That's good.
I don't think so. Praise God.
That was a great answer.
I don't know what it's supposed to feel like. Huh? I don't know what it's supposed to feel like. Yeah.
I know, right?
Right.
So I'm just wondering, like, so we just change, like, or how we look on the age side. It just changed. But I wonder, because I asked my mother, I said, "Ma, do you feel your age?" And she was like, "Sometimes." I said, "Do you feel like you can go outside and do jumping jacks?" Or sometimes she'd be like, "My leg hurt." I'd be like, "Well, you know it is 86. Your leg is 86 years old."
Yeah, your whole body, right? Yeah, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
why I asked. Because I ain't your age. I ain't been
No,
there.
You're not.
So I asked you, do you feel it?
I don't think so.
That's good.
I
mean, you're
so.
Doing something right, sis.
I'm serving the Lord the best I can.
So I said you're doing something right. A lot of us are. Unknowingly, you see,
yeah.
I'm suited.
I see. I see you are. It's time
it's
to go. Now you want to take off your jacket.
No,
right?
I had to scratch.
Okay.
I had too many clothes on. But I enjoy coming here.
Yes.
I'm glad that the different times that you had me come on here. That I am feeling different ways to show people that it's normal.
Yes.
Not to be happy and jolly every time.
That's
it's okay
true.
To go through.
Yes.
But then you got some days where you ain't really thinking about none of that.
That's true.
So because I got to go there today, that's what we got today.
Amen.
Miss Linda said something about determined, and that fit right with what it is I'm going through. So I appreciate you today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you as well. I sure do. I'm so glad you had time to come and sit down and talk to us and share DeVell with us. We love it.
Thank you.
Yes. I can't say that I regret it one time you've been here.
Well, guess
Not
what?
Not at all.
I'll see you the next time, too.
Amen.
Whenever you invite me and I can get here, I'll be there.
We're good.
I'll be there.
That's good. That's good to know. I can call on you and say, "Hey, what's going on, girl?"
Because one of these days, I'm going to be like, "Well, I'm doing this. We got this going on. For anybody that need this,
right.
or for anybody that need that, we got this going on right here in Marion, Ohio."
Right. That's what we want to hear.
You know?
You know, that's what all this struggle is about, what you're going through now. Because one day, you're going to be that voice out there.
Okay, I received that.
Yes, leading other people. Yeah, helping them go through these hard times. And like you say, no one gave you a textbook saying, "Okay, DeVell, this is going to be hard for you, and this is how you do it," you know.
Right.
And it's like, if everything was easy, we would not know to call on God.
I agree.
We would not know to, you know.
It's some that really don't know. For real.
I understand. Yes, I understand. And I'm glad I learned, but I don't always do it either. Sometimes I'll start on my own, and then it's like, "Well, hold up. What am I trying to do without you, right?" And I have to get back in focus.
I don't think it's so much of you that do it. It be him, because you can't get through it, and you be like, "Oh, I know what I did wrong."
Right. I didn't call on you this morning. That's right. So true. So true. So true. So you got class today, you said?
Yes.
What time you got to be there?
At 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's not bad. You got a little time to relax in between.
Yeah, I go back with Mom. I always go back home in between everything I have to do.
That's good.
Because nobody wants to be alone.
No. And you tell your mother happy birthday.
I will.
We're praying for her.
And I thank you.
You're welcome. Your son okay?
Yeah, for the most part. We just had like one of these talks yesterday too.
Good. He needs it.
He called me with, you know, some things, and I just told him, like, "Son, through the good, the bad, the ugly, the stinky stuff, the bad stuff. I'm telling you, if you do not talk to him,
amen,
it's not going to leave.
No.
I can show you where to go, but I can't make you do it.
No, cannot.
I didn't have parents.
Right. Ooh, we're out of time already. Mm-mm-mm. But you gave him a good word.
I did.
Something he can hold on to.
I told him.
Yes.
You gotta find that inner strength from somewhere.
Yes. And that's where it's gonna come from.
He was like, thank you, Mom. I really need to hear that.
Amen. Thank you, DeVell Solomon. You have a blessed day. You be safe out there. Thank you for listening to Linda Sims here on WGH Talk, Voice of a People. Until next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.